General Mark Milley becomes symbol of woke generals in Republican campaign ad. By Christina Wong on November 24, 2021. Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has become a symbol of the woke military in a new Republican campaign ad. Blake Masters, U.S. Senate candidate for Arizona and chief operating officer of Teal Capital, recently released a campaign ad that criticized the leadership of the U.S. military, which has increasingly come under fire from conservatives for its woke messaging. Masters says in the ad, "I hate to say it, but our military leadership is totally incompetent. No active duty American general has ever won a war. Think about how crazy it is. These people get promoted by giving politically correct PowerPoint presentations. That helps explain why, after trillions of dollars and 20 years of effort, this grand project to remake the Middle East and democratize Afghanistan just didn't work. Instead, we've got to get serious about the real threats like China. I'm Blake Masters and I'm running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona and I approve this message. Because guys, we've got to put American troops first. Not defense contractors, not foreign refugees. And sure as hell not woke generals like General White Ridge Milley. We've got to do better." Masters also tweeted, "Our top generals have turned into woke corporate bozos, and our troops deserve better." Milley, during a House hearing in June, defended the teaching of critical race theory at military academies, arguing that just because one learns about Marxism does not make them a Marxist. However, he then suggested CRT itself had value, saying, "I want to understand white rage, and I'm white." Milley then was featured prominently in three political nonfiction books, including Bob Woodward and Robert Costa's book Peril, where it was revealed that he took steps to ensure that then-President Donald Trump could not order any military action without him being personally notified and in the loop, and that he had told his Chinese counterpart that he would give him advance warning if there was any U.S. attack coming. Milley has kept a low profile since the publication of Peril. His last press conference at the Pentagon was on August 18, and he was not at the podium when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin briefed last week. Often in the past, defense secretaries and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff would brief the Pentagon together. A number of senior military leaders also came under fire earlier this year after they publicly criticized media figure Tucker Carlson for his criticism of the military focusing more on accommodating women than combat effectiveness. The Biden Pentagon also made extremism a top priority at the Pentagon, ordering a military-wide stand-down for commanders to discuss the topic with troops after the January 6 riot at the Capitol. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also appointed a diversity and inclusion advisor and ordered a task force to come up with a definition of extremism for the purposes of identifying extremists in the military. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.